This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you.
Hello, everyone. This is Bass Mafarhad of the People Speak Radio. How are you all this evening? It's a pleasure being back with you again. And thank you for all those who have asked about my health in the last few months. I'm doing fantastic. Our show tonight is very interesting. Speaking of being ill, faith healing is healing through spiritual means. Believers assert that the healing of a person can be brought about by religious faith through prayer and or rituals. According to adherents, it is to stimulate a divine presence and power toward correcting disease or disability. Now with us tonight, Dr. Issam Nimi, was 15 years old when he had a vision that he would share his gift of faith with thousands. But first, he would have to form a solid base for his ministry with the medical practice. Today, he's a physician licensed by the State Medical Board of Ohio with specialties in anesthesiology and general surgery. How are you, Dr. Nimi? Thank you for being with us tonight.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you.
Dr. Nimi, you've been on Dr. Oz and the 700 Club. I see you've made the rounds these days.
Yes, I think there's an increasing interest when it comes to the healing subject.
I absolutely agree with you. Now, as a gift, my sister bought tickets to one of your healings here in Michigan for myself and my grandson. My grandson has a very severe medical genetic condition called NKH, and as we search always for a blessing for my grandson, she wanted me to take him to you. It was very interesting that day, and I know Dr. Nimi and Kathy both remember, Aiden was not exactly pleased that day. As soon as Dr. Nimi and Kathy came on stage to speak, my grandson just flipped out totally. And it was so bad that I knew nobody could hear. He was screaming so loudly. So I had to take him into one of the other halls until I was able to calm him down. And bless you. Thank you so much for seeing him as your first healing that day. And for some reason, while you were healing him and while you were doing the healing, he was totally, totally, totally at peace.
Yes. I would correct a little tiny bit because I was not the one who was doing the healing. It's the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit was doing the healing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Yes. And when it comes to in quieting down, usually those kids, I mean, they are more spiritual than the adults and more connected, I would say. So, you know, when they have the encounter, usually they do calm down right away.
It is fascinating. Yeah, it is fascinating. Dr. Nimi, can you talk to us a little bit about your traditional type practice and how you went from traditional healing into working with Holy Spirit?
Yes, before even medical school, I had an interest in when it comes to the prayer and the healings in general. And I started in electronic engineering first, and I was experiencing a lot of things in a scientific way. Actually, I was noticing a lot of things that were happening, and this was the thing that drove me into medicine. And since then, I've had that interest when it comes to finding an alternative or a complementary thing that could we could use in medicine, you know, that could help us in the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And I did general surgery in anesthesia cardiothoracic, actually. And I was always prayed with my patients. And always I have been witnessing a lot of healings for many years. And it became so powerful, I had to make up my mind, actually, about completely directing my practice into an energy type of medicine. And it progressed in such a way, a lot of healings happened, and a couple of religious people actually came to the office and got their healings. One in particular, a nun, became actually diagnosed with cancer, and she got healed fully. And that's how it started. They asked me to go, participate in a healing session, and that's how it started.
You also work with a process called MRA, meridian regulatory acupuncture. Is that in combination with the faith healing that you do this?
Yes, I do that, but not to be confused about the subject. No matter what we use, as long as we are praying, then the things definitely will happen. I mean, that's where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the acupuncture itself, and it's not a regular acupuncture. It's a little different. There's more science involved with it.
Some people discount it, don't they, though?
I missed the question.
I know that there's been some, there's a lot of touchiness when it comes to this type of acupuncture as opposed to regular acupuncture. Do you have any issue with the differences?
The concept, I mean, I have the respect for what they do, but the concept of inserting needles deep and all of that, that was not too appealing to me because you don't really need to do that. We use a microcurrent, and we base the treatment upon a measurement. You know, that's the traditional way of the MRIA. But over the years, I've modified a lot of it.
Okay, and but as I said, you do use this. Now, when I had taken my grandson to the healing session, you did not use any of the acupuncture. There, you strictly worked with spirit to heal.
It was straightforward prayer, yes. As a matter of fact, tell you the truth, I cannot separate science from God when it comes to that part.
Well, I have to agree with you on that, Doctor. I believe, you know, there's always been this concept that somehow science and religion or faith or spirituality cannot meet, and I think that's the only way we'll ever get the answers for all things in reality is by blending the two.
Yeah, exactly, and we have to bridge the gap, actually. Not only this, the science today proves the point. I mean, we talk about the physics and our understanding of the field and stuff like this. It's something that is very understandable for a lot of people. You know, we have the entanglement theory, the connectedness factor that is in existence that proves actually was proven in the lab. You know, everything is connected.
Yes. And
yeah.
Now, I am a healer as well. I'm a Reiki master. Can you tell me if you see any differences between the types of healing, or do you feel that it is all connected to one source?
When it comes to the healing, it's connected to one source, but there are levels in there.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that, you know, there are certain things that we could feel in here because every one of us does generate an electric or bioelectrical field. And
mm-hmm.
those things we can perceive, we are equipped to perceive that. But when I'm talking about the higher level of healing, And you actually don't have to even touch. I do connect with people. They call from other countries, and they get the healing. You know, we documented those things.
Yes, yes, I too believe in healing at a distance. I believe that it's, you know, because if you're connected, you're connected. And there is no connected at a distance or connected close up. There's a connection. It's as simple as that.
Definitely. Not only this, it all trickles down to our state of mind. What I mean by that is the state of mind that allows us actually to be connected. And I'm talking here about something that is so precious. I'm talking about the eternal truth. We can find that truth in everything that surrounds us, even if we think about ourselves. You know, we are made up of a multitude of selves, and they are separate entities, and yet they work together for the well-being of the whole. That's the state of mind that I'm talking about. So when we are, when we have the true love, you know, in dealing with the world that we live in, all the people that surround us, it could actually drive you towards that higher state of mind that allows you to have that higher connectedness. You know.
And what do you call this higher connectedness?
Love. I call it love. That's what binds everything together. And that's God's spirit, actually.
Yes. Dr. Nimi, you are Catholic.
Yes, I am.
And do you feel that there's a specific connective tissue to Catholicism for you?
You're talking about the Catholic faith itself?
Either in Catholicism or the type of healing that you do. Is there a connection there?
I see. Definitely, I see a direct connection, but you don't have to be Catholic or non-Catholic. You don't have to belong to one religion or the other in order for you to get the healing, because the whole thing is about you. It's about, again, how you are dealing with the world you are living in. And we get a lot of people that don't have even the faith at all. They don't have any faith. And yet, they are such good people. You know, they have great love in them, and they experience the full healing all the time.
And you do have people that you said, as you said, you have people that come in that are from different countries, different nationalities, and probably different religions as well.
Yes.
Do you ever experience a blocking off of this loving energy that you feel during these processes from any of these people or anyone in general? As a matter of fact, do you ever, I know that sometimes, you know, even as I experience someone's energy, I will feel differences in their energy fields. Some people are much more closed off than others. Do you find that affects the healing process?
When it comes to that part, it does not, and I'll tell you why. The basic principle for me, anybody that comes to me already, they are seeking their healing. So whether they block it or don't block it, when it comes to my part, I'm very persistent. And how many came in negative, actually? They didn't want to be there and got their healing. Now, when there is a resistance, definitely you can pick it up, I mean. Because of your connectedness, again, you can feel whether they are in harmony with the, you know, with the spirit or not.
Very interesting. We have a couple of questions already from some of our listeners, and one of them is from Rob in Ohio, and Rob asks, does Dr. Nimi use electroacupuncture and pray at the same time, or does he just pray?
Yeah, I my state of prayer is continuous, whether I'm doing a procedure or not. Not only this, you know, in the past, I trained a couple of physicians, actually, and they could not deliver the same way. And the reason was because they were not praying. Yeah, definitely, I do pray all the time.
So you definitely feel that it makes a difference.
Exactly.
And some people will have quite a lot of issue with the fact that you pray over them. Some people believe that, you know, this is an electromagnetic field that connects us and that should be sufficient. Has anyone ever asked you not to pray during a healing?
You mean during the treatment?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Some people do come in, and they are coming in only for the procedure. But it doesn't matter. You know, my state of mind is so persistent. No matter what, still is going to make a difference when I am doing the procedure. Whether they ask me not to pray or, I mean, I have my own view on the world, you know. So it doesn't matter when it comes to that part. But yes, I encounter a lot of people that come in and ask me not to do that. But we have some beautiful stories about that, too. They ask me not to pray, and at the end, they turn around. And they started asking me about that spiritual part, about the prayer.
Do you feel that people are more attracted to it based on your demeanor? I have to tell you, you were a very lovely person when you were doing the work. Of course, I didn't have much to base it on. I'm sure that you're lovely a lot of the time or most of the time. But, of course, I wasn't able to come in during that time. But during the healing process itself, your demeanor was very soothing, very calming, very relaxing. And you were very intense in your prayer. This intensity it was very calming and very soothing.
Yes, not only this, you know, we are connected. And not only this, we are spiritual beings. What I mean by that, our consciousness is spiritual in nature. So when you are praying, you are on the higher level of consciousness, actually. And you are not limited, really, to your body. So when you are praying, I could feel their pain, you know. That's why it is intense. I could feel things happening, you know. And sometimes I could even see inner images of the healing when it is happening.
Have you ever witnessed, like, a cancer being cured during one of your processes?
We have a lot of those cases. I've witnessed many, many things. Even blind people, you know, that were blind for 30, 40 years, some of them completely blind, recovered their sight right instantaneously right there.
Fascinating. We do have a couple more questions. Mike in California would like to ask, I'm very interested in Dr. Nemi's background in electronics. Did he, as a child or adult, experience unusual phenomena? For example, ever since I was a child, many times when I walk under a street light, they turn off.
Yes, I didn't have that type of experience, but I did have the same connectedness like I told you about. I could feel the energy and stuff like this. But not to walk under. I mean, I've heard a lot of my patients tell me the same thing, you know, that the lights turn off when they are close to them and stuff like that. So it's not unusual. There are some laws that apply. You know,
well, Mike, for me, if the lights turn off, I usually have to change the light bulb. We also have a question from Ray in Canada. I read that Dr. Nemi was being studied by a NASA scientist. Can he give us some background on this and the progress of it? And will it be published in a peer-reviewed journal?
Yes. The work actually started. They brought me, they came to the office. And they witnessed something that is very, very interesting. Because when we are praying, what happens, a field actually manifests itself. A field that has a lot of things that coincide with it. So that NASA scientist observed that, and he was puzzled, and he was very interested. He's a very smart guy. And he asked me, actually, whether I would work with them. And I said, yes, I'd love to. And that's how it started. So, you know, we started making some measurements and stuff like that. But suddenly, I had one lady from California, she called. And I asked her whether she has, the Skype. And we connected together. And I was praying with her, and she was undergoing a transformation there. She was getting the healing. And all of a sudden, we could hear frequencies on the Skype. You know, when I stopped the prayer, the frequencies stopped. When I restarted the prayer, it restarted. So with the NASA scientist that I talked to him about that, we started actually investigating that phenomenon. And we registered, we made a lot of measurements using oscilloscopes and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. It showed frequencies that are intelligent. As a matter of fact, we checked all the possible sources of those frequencies. They were modulated, they were intelligent, actually layers of frequencies. And we could not match them with any source present to us. So we went down to the technology used with the Skype, and they could not explain that either. You know, but what we did, we started repeating the measurements, like during the prayer. And we had one case in particular was tremendous. A lady had a brushed spinal cord, and she lives about 80 to 100 miles away from me here. And the NASA scientist at Langley, he was doing the measurement. And you could see it right firsthand. When the healing started, you could register, you could see the frequencies being registered, even though at a higher, at a longer distance. And you could see the whole thing happening from the beginning until she stood up and took her first step. So it started ringing a bell. Not only this, we started checking other things. For example, there's an increase in static electricity when the field manifests itself. There is some kind of I wouldn't call it electromagnetic field, something different that could be, and this has to be investigated, and we are in the process of doing that. It sounds like there is even a gravitational field that is being generated there.
I absolutely believe that this is possible. I know that that scientists all over the world and all over the planet are studying these types of phenomena these days and trying to understand them more clearly. And there's clear evidence that not only is there a field generated, that there are frequencies that are aligned with these fields. And I found it interesting that you said that there were multi layers of this, these frequencies that were being generated. And I find that to be very interesting, because if you know anything about the unified field and some of the theories that are out there regarding metaphysics and spirituality, they are multi-leveled. And I find that to be very interesting.
Yes. And, not only this, and we talk about the quantum field itself. We know that, from the experiments done, and this I'm talking about in 1930, the observation was made that the mind of the experimenter does influence the experiment itself.
Absolutely. And that just goes back to basic science. The observer is always part of the experiment.
Yes.
Doctor,
so
we have a very interesting question here from Greg in Australia, and I'd like to see what your take is on it. If God is so great, how come both sides of a war pray to the Godhead and then proceed to kill each other?
Yes, and because of the disorientation, actually, because humanity is in a state of confusion a little in here, you know. But when it, I mean, you don't have to belong to one religion or the other in order for you really to be driven into that that final conclusion, which is love, actually. You see, not only this, you know, where I come from, our spiritual knowledge is such. We are fighting against powers and principalities, actually, that rule in the air, like the Apostle Paul put it. This world is influenced by evil. The nature in here is not reflecting the perfection of God, you see. And not only this, we are going through the period of the knowledge of evil. We are subjected to that, and God is allowing that to happen in here, because it is serving a higher purpose. And that and purpose yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and who knows, and is it really for us to know what that higher purpose is?
Definitely it is revealed, especially when you are on the right track. Like it is written, you know, only spiritual people could understand spiritual things. So you have to transcend with your mind in order for you to really start grasping the significance of what is going on in here. You see? So if with our own mind, and we have the free will, we focus on only the physical part of our being, then we are going to be stuck with this world, actually, and will be influenced by the natural law of this world. But we can redirect ourselves in seeking, actually, the higher answer. And those things become revealed, actually, to us. You see, from observing things, like the example I gave, I mean, look, multitude of things that gather together for the well-being of the whole. Mm. You see? So when you have that kind of a state of mind, automatically you have the access that gives you the right answer. And then you recognize the value of the human life after that. Because we are very precious beings. We are serving such a huge purpose. Actually, we are the center of something that is way greater than this earth.
You know, I remember once someone said that we're only human beings. And it struck me as very odd that God would create something that was just only a thing. You know, what greater entity but to be a human being that was created by the Almighty? What a gift that is. I mean,
yes, it's a great honor, actually, to be a human being today living on this earth during this time. You see, because, again, we are serving a huge purpose.
I absolutely agree. We have another question from Mary in New York. Does Dr. Nimi, and Mary, he did answer this, but I'll ask him again for those of you who have not heard and just tuned in. We're interviewing Dr. Issam Nimi, who is a medical doctor and a faith healer. Does Dr. Nimi do remote healing, or does one have to be there in person to have treatment? And will he be touring the U.S. giving talks or holding treatment sessions?
Yes. No, you don't have to be present right directly with me in order for you to experience the healing. As a matter of fact, we can present hundreds and hundreds of cases of healings from things that are complicated. You see, because there is no disconnection when it comes to us. You see, and that part is scientific in nature, too. We can explain it in a scientific way.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. When it comes to touring the country, the problem I've been facing is we don't have the PR that could allow the people to know that I'm going to be here or there. So we are in the process of trying to solve this problem.
Which I think, too... eventually, word of mouth will take over. People will we'll learn to hear from one another. I know we heard, I hadn't heard, but my sister heard about you and through a friend and searched out tickets to your event that day. And my grandson and I were able to have a healing through you. It was very kind of you that day to heal, to work on, do some work on me too. And I cried through the whole thing. I am very faithful in this type of work. I believe in it with all my heart. I believe in it with all my senses and with all my common senses. And I think this is something that a lot of people don't understand. This is work that I have researched. I was a skeptic for many years. I grew up in a very ethnic household where this type of work was done constantly. I still remember my grandmother praying over us and doing rituals over us and doing smudging for us in order to heal or to produce a certain result. And I always used to think to myself, this is all crazy. I'm never going to do this when I get older. And here, what do I turn out to be, a faith healer many years later? And I'm so blessed to have this work in my life. And I know that you too can relate to that blessing.
Exactly.
I think we achieve as much through this type of work as the people that we work with.
And it's
amazing.
It is, but you know, the ultimate healing actually is the healing of our mind. You see, and once our mind is healed, and then our whole being is healed,
and then our heart is soon to follow. Now, let me ask you something, Doctor. I have, and I've always worked with electromagnetic therapy, but I've recently been working with a gentleman with pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, PMFT. Are you aware of this type of therapy, and what are your thoughts on it?
I've been using that 25 years already.
Isn't it amazing? I just think it's just one of the most amazing therapies that I have encountered. Now, I've always worked with magnets throughout my history and my life, and I've researched magnets for over 25 years in my life. But they were never powerful enough. But with the pulsed electromagnetic machine, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, you vibrate a magnet, actually. You automatically, it induces microcurrents in your body.
Exactly. How different is that from the work that you do?
There is no difference whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
No difference at all. It's any type of energy. As a matter of fact, to tell you the truth, even if you hold a magnet and your mind is focused the right way, then that magnet will vibrate.
To the correct frequency.
Vibrate with the frequencies that actually we could register. So the whole thing is about our mind being focused the right way, you know, and no matter what you use, it will work. And I can prove that. Actually, I've done that in the lab many times. You know, so no matter what you give me, I'm able to use right away for your healing.
I absolutely can see that possibility. And that's why a lot of times people will use things like stones. They'll use a crucifix. These are symbols of faith and healing.
Yeah, symbols.
Exactly.
Yeah. The heart of it all is we are a breath from his breath. We are a spirit from his spirit. So our mind, it comes right from the same place where the invisible becomes visible. You see?
What do you call this?
What do I call that? Mm-hmm. I call that going back to our true nature. Because we are supposed to be in harmony with the mind of God. And once you are, then the processes that are behind, or the laws that are behind the creation itself, will become subjected, you see, to whatever you are praying for. as long as your mind is in harmony, again, with the mind of God. You know, and it manifests.
Now, and there are people that are not in harmony. What would you say to these people?
When it comes to me praying for them, it doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter because things will happen in such a way in order for them actually to be directed towards that truth. And not only this, God, our Father, who created us, wants us actually to come back to Him, and He's willing to manifest for every one of us, as long as we are seeking the right way.
I've always said that the body is an intelligent force and knows what it needs through a healing. Oftentimes people will say, well, do I need to direct this healing in any way at all? And I say, well, I mean, if you would like to, you can, but you don't have to. The body is very intelligent and will know exactly what to do with the energy as it glows through them.
Yes, definitely. I mean, people don't have to say anything really in order for the healing to happen.
Well, I remember you asked me the day of with my grandson if I wanted anything in particular, and I said no. Because I knew. And I know that even as my grandson is severely emotionally retarded and physically retarded, that his spirit knew exactly what was going on.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. And we have some beautiful stories to tell people, you know, in severe retardation. And one in particular, actually, and I'd love to talk about that a little bit, a girl that didn't have a cortex. And they brought her with them to the healing service. And when they got to her, she recognized it's like awakened. And she reacted in such a beautiful, intelligent way. You see, the intelligence is in our spirit.
I still remember one day you can't help as a human being but to question on occasion. And when my grandson was born, you know, of course, the devastation of his condition was beyond the imagination. And why did this have to happen? And that night I had a dream, and my grandson was running around in my dream and talking and everything. And I looked at him and I said, Tata, how come you don't do this with everyone, with mom and dad? And he says, well, I talk to all those who can hear me. And that's what he told me in my dream, and I knew. So he speaks to those who can hear him. And we hear with our hearts. I don't think we hear with our ears. So, Doctor, now, are you going to be coming to the Michigan area soon? I had spoken to Kath. Hello? Seems like we've got some kind of a technical difficulty going on here. This is a great time to take a break. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dr. Isam Nima.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson for Normal. And like millions of other responsible Americans, I smoke pot. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana, and it's none of the government's business. Let's get the government out of our private lives once and for all, and stop arresting smokers. Let's take a stand for personal freedom. And learn how you can help. Go to normal.org.
Come, you masters of war.
Hello.
this is Cindy Sheehan. America's war on terror has become a war of terror, with endless drone bombings, continuing military occupation, as well as detention, rendition, and torture still being practiced under the current administration. I lost my precious son Casey to war, and now work towards a day when not one more mother, son, or daughter will suffer such a loss. Listen to my podcast, read my blog, and come join me at any activities I attend near you. Please visit CindySheehanSoapbox.com for more information, and let's work for peace together. Build,
destroy. Stellar Flutes is a family-owned and operated business dedicated to producing beautiful, finely handcrafted Native American-style flutes in a variety of sustainable woods. Stellar Flutes are used by both beginner and professional musicians with glowing praise. Easy to play and invoking a calm, meditative feeling, they make a perfect gift for you or someone special. For more information, including videos on selecting and playing the flute, please visit stellarflutes.com or call toll-free 1-888-427-8850.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests from various realms of interest share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
Hello, everyone. This is Basma Farhat back with Dr. Issam Nehmi of Ohio. Dr. Nehmi is a medical physician as well as a healer by faith. Hello, Dr. Nehmi. Thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Oh, thank you. God bless.
Dr. Nehmi, we were talking on the break about the role of science and spirit and how important it is for people to understand that the majority of your work is not just based on faith alone, but it also has a scientific background behind it.
Yes.
What would you like people to know about this aspect of your work?
The main thing that is involved with the work that I do is the manifestations that are happening. We are able to repeatedly actually measure in the lab. Not only this, we've been observing some things actually that could lead us to developing some technologies that could be used medically. And that's the most exciting thing for me. That's the heart of the work that I'm doing. Not only the challenge today is scientific in nature.
Yes.
And here we could present the evidence for the scientific community itself when it comes to the spirit, when it comes to that invisible becoming visible.
Mm-hmm. There's a Dr. Andrew Newberg whose primary area of research was in the neurobiology of different religious and spiritual practices. And one of the things that he tries to advocate is the best ways of enabling doctors in finding out what they need to ask. You know, a lot of times physicians in traditional practices don't even know the right questions to pose to people in order to elicit these this kind of understanding. Do you find that that's a problem in your field of work?
No, I don't. I don't have any problem at all when it comes to that part. Over the years, I acquired such a tremendous knowledge about the mechanisms of illnesses and all of that. I mean, instantaneously, tell you the truth, I get a lot of people that are puzzled, actually, for their physicians. And we could find the answer right away by actually posing the right questions to them. Not only this, the way I see it, I acquired that sense, you know, like looking at them automatically, I could tell them about a lot of things that they are suffering from. So I direct it in such a way it makes it easy for them actually to recognize that there is something different in there. And it's very encouraging actually for them.
It is fascinating, and I agree that as people, as you work with people, work within their energy fields, understand the and being so intrinsically connected to these people, feeling what they feel, experiencing their suffering, experiencing their, you have. A completely different outlook than I think most physicians do.
Yes, you know, not only this, you know, having that that gift when you sense that a lot of people come to me, they had some strokes, they could not communicate and stuff like that, and they were in a lot of pain. I was, every time I have been capable of actually knowing exactly the pain and describe it for them. And not only this, just I use that as an encouragement too, because when they see you feeling what they are feeling, it opens their mind towards the healing itself. And you should hear their testimonies afterwards, when they regain, let's say, their speech and stuff like that. They become very emotional about it, because I was every time able to tell exactly the pain and describe it in detail.
Yeah, and I think the empathy there is huge. I definitely believe that once a doctor has the ability to experience what his or her patient is feeling, that it makes all the difference in the world in the healing process. Because you do have an understanding that another doctor may never be able to acquire or to access in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, but, you know, those things, I mean, everybody has those senses that sometimes lie hidden. And to tell you the truth, just being with me, and I've had a lot of those over the years, when they stay with you for a while, they start actually sensing the same way. So those things could be, you know, people could be trained actually to acquire those senses.
Yes, absolutely. Now, do you find that you have to undergo a certain? I know oftentimes if I'm involved in my life in a very busy way and I'm preparing for a healing, I sometimes need to go within and be still for a little while to just get in touch with my own. Senses, do you find the need to do that at all?
No, I have no need whatsoever. You know, because you know, you reach a steady state of mind, and you look at the whole world through that view. So it becomes a steady state of mind. I don't even need to even sit back or anything like that.
You know, isn't that interesting? The other day I was listening to Dr. Deepak Chopra, and he was saying that he has done meditation for so long that he has absolutely no problem getting into meditative state, that he just goes in and out of it at will. And I think that's probably what's the same thing that happens with you, in that you can attached to another's energy field at will.
Yes, I wouldn't say even going in and out of it, to tell you the truth. I'm at that level. Consistently, I have the same state of mind, nonstop. I don't disconnect.
Right. Very interesting. Do you find that causes you any problems in your in other aspects of your life when you're not doing healing work?
Other aspects?
At other times in your life, say when you're just watching TV or talking to friends, do you find that?
Yes. Basically, to tell you the truth, my life I conduct in such a way I come in the morning in here, and I'm with my patients until late night every day. I don't have that kind of you know, experience like this, knowing this, when people, when I'm in company with other people, usually they are interested in what I am doing. And God is helping me that way, actually, to maintain that focus. You know, so I don't suffer at all from any of that.
Well, we're almost ready to go. You have a website, don't you, Dr. Nimi?
Yes, we have a website. It's called Path to Faith.
The Path to Faith. So for any of you who are interested, now on your website, you also have any future events that you may be preparing for?
Yes, they post usually our events beforehand.
Wonderful.
On that webpage. Wonderful.
So for those of you that are interested in Dr. Nimi's work, please visit his site, Path to Faith. He has also been written up in a lot of books. He's all over the internet for those of you, and he has been on Dr. Oz. And if I'm not mistaken, there is a clip of that on YouTube somewhere, is there not?
Yes, I think so.
Well, it was a pleasure having you with us tonight, Dr. Nimi. Please be well. Keep my grandson, Aiden, in your prayers. And Kathy, I know you're listening in, so it was a pleasure speaking with you today. Next week's guest is Professor Richard Falk, a UN special rapporteur with the human rights in Palestine. I look forward to that interview, and thank you very much for being with us this evening, Dr. Nimi.
Oh, God
bless
you.
And thank you so much.
God bless you.
One bright sunny morning, in the shadow of the steeple, by the relief of fast as summer people, and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters, yeah, this land is made for you and me.